Jockey Chuck Lopez has won more than 4,100 races, including countless graded stakes, but the one thing missing from that outstanding resume is a Grade 1 victory, and El Kabir can give CC that elusive Grade 1 in today's Wynn Memorial. He's with me now on the Equine Forum. Chuck, appreciate it.
I can hardly hear you.
All right, can you hear me now? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
You got me?
I got you.
All right, Chuck Lopez here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Chuck, I mentioned that the only thing missing from your unbelievable resume is that Grade 1 victory. How much thought have you given to that possibility of winning your first Grade 1 over the past few days?
I've given it some thought. I'm not preoccupied with it, but this is as good a chance as I've had to do it, so I'm excited about that.
What would it mean to accomplish that feat at this point in your career?
Well, it's about time, that's for sure. It's about time. Again, I can't think of a better race to do it in the Wynn Memorial. And with a great horse, it's going to go to the Derby, hopefully. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, winning a race like the Wood in a Grade 1 is special no matter when you do it in your career, but does it hold a little extra meaning to know that, hey, you're 54 years old, you've won 4,100 races, and you could do it right now? Is there an extra meaning to that?
I don't believe so. I mean, now guys win Grade 1s like no big deal, you know, but to me, this is very special because, you know, not only is it a Grade 1, but it's the Wood. So, I'm excited about it.
Chuck, you described the Gotham as the most important race in your career. How do you describe the Wood?
It's the next most important race in my career. taking leaps and bounds, big steps towards the probably the biggest race of my career, which hopefully will be the Kentucky Derby.
Go back to that Gotham win for a minute. It was a much different journey than you had been used to with El Kabir. Tell me about that race.
Well, I can tell you that all three times he was supposed to be in front of him, and neither one of those times was he in front. And I've had a monkey wrench thrown in the way that I was supposed to ride him each time that I've ridden him, and last worst of all, because now he's further back than he had ever been before, and he's catching significantly more dirt than he got in the Jerome, at least. And when I went around the first turn, I'm going like, well, my goose is cooked here. I mean, I don't know what the heck is going. He wasn't really running, and I just dealt with it. And when he turned down the backside and he leveled off and he got to running, I said, okay, well, I'm feeling a little bit comfortable, but I'm still not where I'm supposed to be. So luckily I got through a little opening going to the 5-8 pole, which, you know, could have been a bad decision and could have been, as it turns out, it was a good decision because nobody really wants to move at the 5-8 pole. So when he got through that little spot, I was feeling pretty good about my chances of winning, you know. And then when I tipped him out outside around those three or four horses that he had to go around, and he took off, and I said, they're fried. He's going to go ahead and do the thing. So I thought it was a very powerful race for him.
What did you learn about him that day that you might not have known before the race?
Well, I think that we had been trying to teach him all along that he didn't have to go to the lead and you know, be that headstrong, that he could settle down and it would be all right. And Simon Harris has been working very, very hard at that. And, you know, his hard work paid off in the Gotham. What I basically learned was that I can position him anywhere I need to be, whether it's inside, whether it's outside, whether it's behind horses, and catching a lot of dirt. So I learned that I can be very, very confident in his abilities to get the job done.
Did one of your kids really tell you that you looked like Bill Shoemaker after that race?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had a few people tell me that. I only wish.
Talking with jockey Chuck Lopez here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Chuck, that win in the Gotham also ended a month-long slump for you. Can a win like that jumpstart a jockey and give you the momentum you need going forward?
It can. I mean, I need some of my trainers to cooperate, and I've twisted their arm pretty good after that. So I think you'll see me riding more in April than I did in February or March. I think that it can because it, you know, everybody knows what I can and cannot do on a racehorse. But when you win a race like that after not riding a lot, you know, people will argue, well, he lost his timing or he's not riding enough. But when you've got the type of horse that I ride today in the wood, as long as you have the experience, it's really a non-issue. He gets the job done. All I got to do is not fall off of him.
CeCe Lopez on HRN. CeCe, several years ago, your longtime agent Joe Rosen passed away. I know you were very close to him. What do you think he would tell you before the wood today?
I don't think he would really, I don't know. I mean, we talked a little bit about some of the races that were important while we were together. I would think he would say something along the line that just ride them with confidence. You're riding the best horse in a race, and that's the way you should ride them.
All right, well, describe your ideal trip today.
Ideally, since there's no more worry about him having to be any particular place in the race, my game plan is to let him fall out of there, basically what he's been doing, and follow the speed around the first turn and see where I'm at going down the backside. I would probably try to follow Daredevil, because I think he'll clear me going to the first turn, and then I can be ideally positioned just behind him. There's quite a bit of wind out here this morning, and maybe I can wind draft behind several of those horses, and when I'm ready, I'll just tip them out like I did in the Gotham and go around them all.
All right, we're going to make sure Javier Castellano isn't listening to this so that he doesn't get any tips on your strategy today, Chuck.
It won't matter because when they say go, you can plan all you want. You can read the form all you want. And you can take all the instructions and throw them out the window. I prefer to ride by the seat of my pants. I mean, I do look at the form and I kind of can figure out where everybody should be. But when they open the gates, you have no idea what's going to happen. So that's the way I'm going to ride them, like I've been riding them. All the instructions that they gave me went wrong, and I still dealt with it. So I'll deal with it again today.
One more time, in the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, Chuck Lopez, El Kabir. They're going to continue that journey together later on today, and you'll hear that race with us 4 to 7 Eastern here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Chuck, really do appreciate the time. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, so I will get that to you. It's, of course, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle, and really do appreciate all the time. Good luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on, Mike.